My dear mother and father, in a previous life, you were ordered by Lord Brahma to create progeny. Fixing me in your mind, you endured rain, wind, scorching heat, and severe cold. You ate only the leaves fallen from the trees, and practiced the process of breath restraint. After 12,000 celestial years, I appeared before you in the same form as you now behold. When I asked your desire, you requested the benediction of having me as your son. And so, in due course of time, I have fulfilled your wish. I am now appearing in the form of Vishnu, just to convince you that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, again taking birth. I know that you are very concerned that Kamsa will try to kill me. Therefore, once I have transformed myself into a child, to relieve your anxiety, please take me to Gokula and exchange me for the daughter just born to Yasoda, the wife of Nanda Maharaj.
To take him away. My beautiful child, I've never felt such love as I feel for you. Oh, how it breaks my heart. We have to part. Will I see you again?
Devaki, the chains. Oh. I think it's time to leave.
Vasudev gently picked up the baby. And exactly at that time, in Gokul, a daughter was born to Nanda and Yashoda. She was Yogamaya, and by her influence, all the residents of Kamsa's palace were overwhelmed with deep sleep. All the doors opened, although barred and shackled with iron chains. The night was dark, but as soon as Vasudev stepped outside, he could see everything as though it were day. Reaching the bank of the river Jamuna, Vasudev saw her waters were swollen and foaming. In that furious feature, the river miraculously gave safe passage to Vasudev. Having crossed over the Jamuna, he silently entered the sleeping household of Nanda Maharaj and exchanged his son for the girl. Then, carrying the baby girl, he returned back to the prison house of Kamsa.